purpose of this example is captured in the title, Covariate Choice Matters. What results you get can depend on what covariate you put into the model. So here we have a study that looks at those people that are in support group versus those people that are in a cognitive behavioral treatment group. Depression is our dependent variable. There's almost no difference between the groups. It looks like you can use whichever one of these treatments you want. It doesn't matter, which, by the way, is exactly what the support group was looking for. To say that we are less expensive, we are less intrusive, and every bit is good. We're shooting for a null. There are a couple of potential confounds. The time between diagnosis and the rating of depression is very different for the two groups. It's a confound. And initial depression is very different for the two groups. I mean, really, it's easier to do well with a group that isn't very depressed than it is to do well with a group that's very depressed. So, we can see that we've got no ANOVA difference between the groups on depression, but we've got significant covariate differences for both covariates. Another way of looking at that is to look at the correlations. We can see that the diagnosis is very positively correlated with depression. The longer you wait, the more depressed you are. That's a confound. There's a substantial but non-significant correlation. But the thing we have to remember about that correlation is that that correlation is ignoring the fact that we have two different groups. And it's just taking an aggregate. And if one of those groups has a significant correlation and the other one doesn't, controlling for that variable can change things. And so the correlation matrix is not a bad thing to look at, but this is the one that ought to let you know that we want to control for these covariates, because both of those covariates are confounds. And we want to change them from confounds to control variables. SPSS will do most of the things that we want to do in the GUI. And so what we do is we put in the IV, and I put in here just initial depression. And then here I'm asking it to give me the estimated marginal means for the group. So let me know what the corrected means are. And there's the syntax. So here's three sets of syntax. The top one is with delay as the covariate. The second one is with initial depression as the covariate. And the third is with both of them as the covariate. So we have two covariates. You can't have all the covariates that you're willing to manage. Notice that in the expected means, we say I want to look at the group effect with the delay set at its mean. Compare the groups. So this is saying what variable you want the estimated marginal means. This is telling you what to use as the covariate and what to use as the control value. I can plug anything in there I want. I just put in mean because the lines are going to be parallel. There's no interaction, so any value should give me the same result. And the compare says, give me the follow-up analyses. Give me the actual t-test. Here, I want to compare groups. I want my covariate to be the independent or initial depression, and I want to compare groups. Here, I have to tell it for each covariate what value to set it at, which means you can get the value for anything you want. And when you put interaction terms in, you can still get it for anything you want. I want to know what happens for those people who have no delay and an initial depression of 7. I can put in 7 there, 0 there, and it will get me the corrected differences at those specific covariate values and a t-test of the corrected group differences at that particular set of covariate values. It's very flexible. You can have whatever you want. Yeah?
Can you control just one of the groups for something? For example, group, what if I just want to control those who are in group 1? With something.
You get the group means no matter which group you care about.
Uh-huh.
So there's no way to tell it, forget you're doing a group comparison and just tell me about that one regression line.
Okay.
But you get exactly you could set that up in a regression. Just grab half the people.
Mm-hmm.
Put in those two variables and then get the Y prime for those particular values. But you will get exactly the same means that you get here. You just get an extra mean you don't care about.
Okay.
And that's what's nice about this, is that you actually get the estimated means. If you run all of this by regression, the regression way tells you what's the mean. You can center on this and center on that, and you get the mean difference from the regression way, but it doesn't tell you what either of the means are that are different by that amount. The GLM gives you the means, then tells you how different they are, then tells you if it's significant, all three pieces. And that's one of the reasons that we've shifted from the regression to the GLM. The regression is a bigger pain in the butt because it's just, oh, there's a difference between what and what? Between these two. What are they? This different. Oh, and it's significant.
Does it change your app then if you only control one group for something and not the other?
If you have an interaction in your model, it does.
Okay.
Because the slopes of the two groups corrected for everything else may be different than the slope of that group ignoring everything else.
Okay.
And usually corrected for is the preferred information over ignoring. All right. The descriptives are the same numbers. These are the raw depression scores. Nothing has happened. We have a significant delay effect. We have a significant group effect. Well, this is cool. We didn't used to have a group effect. Now we do. When you correct for delay, you get a group effect. That's a different story. This ANCOVA is different than the ANOVA. And we thought, I mean, the raw difference is 4.4 and 4. Corrected for delay, when you hold delay constant at the average of 17 weeks, now the support group generates a much lower mean than the cognitive behavioral group. The support group looks good, right? And it's a statistically significant difference. When we shift over to initial depression as the covariate, same raw means because they're raw means. We get a group effect and we have an initial depression effect. But now when we look at those corrected differences, now we see that when we control for initial depression at its overall average of 9, the cognitive behavioral group does better than the support group. The corrected results you get depend upon what you correct for. Shit. And so you got to be careful in a situation like this, because what we had was two different parts of the research study group presenting two different ANCOVAs, each of which supported their position. And nobody noticed for two meetings, because all they said was, well, when we correct for the important covariate, we get that we do better than you guys. No, when we correct for the important covariate, we find that we do better than you. I mean, that was the real conversation. Give me the data. Guys, bullshit. This is East Coast for bullshit.
Did they do both then?
Huh?
Did they do both then?
I did both.
Uh-huh.
I also showed them something very much like this, where they could each notice that the other one had run a different covariate than they had, or that they had run a different covariate than the other one had, depending upon which way you want to think about cheating, stealing, lying, and fudging. So the only reasonable thing to do when you have incomplete data is to consider the model when using all the data you have. Now, there's nothing particularly magical about this, but it's all the data we have. And so we see that there is not a significant initial depression effect when you control for the other things. There is a delay effect when you control for the other things. And there's no group effect. That when you take both delay and initial depression into account, there is less than a 1-point difference against the standard deviation of about 3. And with this sample size, that's nowhere near statistically significant. And notice, it's telling you what it corrected everything at. which is doing what I told it to do, which was to correct it at the mean. So the story here is what covariates you use could change the results you get. You got to be careful, especially when someone else is doing the analysis.